No pressure, whoever goes first. Alright.
Wanna
Wojtek, wanna start? One. Two.
Stop what solo?
Oh, we're just right on the solos. Okay. Yeah, take let's try to build it so that each of you takes three choruses.
Okay.
Which actually isn't that much.
Mm,
but
yeah.
It feels like an eternity maybe. Yeah. One, two,
Thank you.
down in the. I was thinking we would trade out.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah,
four
right.
bars back and forth.
I thought he was starting to sell us. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So we tried to. I thought that we were trying to trade some.
Yeah, yeah. No,
okay.
I thought you would play for a little bit and then you.
That was a good idea, the
yeah.
trading party, but
yeah,
I was like, okay, so I wasn't sure what was going on. Because it seemed like
yeah.
you were playing a solo, and then you were pointing to me. Did you trade four? So I was like, oh, because he
yeah.
hit down four, and then I was gonna do. Four. I
yeah.
gotcha.
Yeah, no, I think the main thing that I noticed is that first of all, you can choose simpler ideas to develop. Kind of, you know, once it gets past six or seven notes, it's kind of, do I remember what I did at the very beginning? I'm not really sure anymore. And then the other thing is just, you know, don't be apologetic about ending things. You know, if I hear a lot of, it's kind of like, make a statement and leave it there. Or make a statement and then, I don't know if it was really that great. Maybe you should say something else that's better. But, so it becomes a little bit of a run-on. And so it's just about ending things kind of with some intent so that you can listen back to what you just played. And then play something else that's related to it. Yeah, it's a confidence thing also, but you know, let's just go through it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. Just some spaces where you can think about how that idea is going to develop next. Because if you keep going, then by the time you kind of come up for air, you're not sure where you started anymore. And it's a little, it's, you know.
Yeah, I really like what you did. I mean, this is kind of enhancing the point, maybe not the center of what you were explaining, when you had those last four chords.
Yeah, well, that was another thing I was.
You had one motif actually that you.
That can be a
play
a good
over
way of
two chords and you kind of repeat it rhythmically the other two chords out of those.
Right,
four.
That's another thing that can sometimes get you through a tricky spot. Is we were talking about the triads last time. Just can you find a upper structure, just collection of three notes that works over one of those chords, and how what's the simplest way of thinking about that? I mean, you can just take those cells and. Transpose them over to fit over the progression. So. Or something, you know. It doesn't have to be more complicated than that. And actually, the tune makes it sound more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's, in a way, what happens with all of those Coltrane matrices is there's a hilarious recording called Giant Steps Played Entirely in the Key of C Major. And all basically what it sounds like is, I mean, it's just one of those, you know, it's just his solo, but all transposed to the key of C major, and it drives, it's hilarious, but it drives home the point that what he's doing over those chords is not that complicated. It's just the chord progression itself that's moving, and so as long as you keep up with it, it'll sound interesting. And especially, you know, these four chords are in the last four measures of this one they're pretty strange. And
yeah.
So, you know, the stranger the chords, the simpler your ideas can be, and it can still sound, you know, hip.
And it was really nice, smooth, and fitting. Like, the way you played it last time, it was no, like, shift to it. It was like, you went like...
Well, you know, you just try
nice.
Something, try a really simple two or three note idea and
yeah.
see how little you can move it. So that it works over the next chord. If you try to do something too winding, you're gonna get stuck in the middle somewhere, and it's not gonna quite, you know, yeah, you'll get thrown off the horse, so to speak.
Yeah.
If that.
So it's to some extent is like speaking when you say too many words, you actually might be losing your idea and actually washing it out.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. For the whole thing, it's just hang your hat on one statement for a little while, and you know, everything you play should kind of, it's like having a thesis statement of some kind. Especially with blues, which this isn't a blues, but it's got the same format, and the structure of the tune is very similar. You've got four bars of C, then two bars of F, and then it goes back to C, so that's all kind of one thing. And then the last four is something different. So however you can use the structure of the tune to help you organize your thoughts, it's probably good. But yeah. Well, that was fun. I think we're about out of time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was, well, when you have singers, time flies.
Or when you have
them. Or it goes really, really slowly, depending on which type you have.
Yeah.